Nearly 600 Indiana prisoners have tested positive for the novel coronavirus, and 16 have died during the pandemic. And when inmates get sick, they may be put in isolation, which means they lose touch with their families. Meanwhile, relatives are left to wonder if an inmate has COVID-19, and they say prisons refuse to disclose even basic information that would put them at ease. Side Effects Public Media's Jake Harper reports.
Sherry Sanders last spoke with her husband, George, on April 12th. It was Easter Sunday.
He told me he was very sick. He had a fever of 102. And he knew he had it, but they weren't checking him. And that's the last I have heard from him.
George is in the Westville Correctional Facility for dealing meth. Sherry says he has diabetes and other medical issues that make him susceptible to even minor illnesses.
Whenever he gets sick, he's hospitalized.
So she worried when she lost touch. She says George didn't call on their anniversary or his birthday on April 26th. The prison wouldn't tell her George's condition or location, and other people gave her conflicting stories. Some said he was fine, others said he was dead. 4 weeks later, prison staff still won't tell her what's going on.
Every story I've heard, he's been in the hospital. But I don't know. I don't know what to do.
The Indiana Department of Corrections says prisons can give out general information, but more detailed medical info can only be shared if an inmate signs a release form. The agency says it's to preserve patient privacy. I asked the DOC spokesperson, David Burston, about the policy.
It sounds different than what I've been hearing from the families. They're told that they can't find out anything.
Everybody's perception is their reality. We've got 27,000 people that have a different perception. We are never going to be able to satisfy everybody.
Two experts told me that prisons could be more forthcoming with information about inmates. Elizabeth Gray is a health policy researcher at George Washington University. She says federal patient privacy laws may not apply to Indiana prisons, even if they did.
Family members and individuals can receive health information about a patient without the patient's written authorization in a number of different circumstances.
Even without asking the inmate, she says prison staff could tell family members that an inmate has COVID-19 or has been isolated, as long as the staff doesn't believe the prisoner would object.
I can understand why they're just saying no, but they also could just say yes.
Gray says if prisons are worried about privacy, they can just hand out release forms whenever prisoners get sick. It's not clear if Indiana's prisons are doing that. Burston said he wasn't sure. Martin Horn is a former head of New York City and Pennsylvania corrections agencies. He says prisons should tell families an inmate is sick before they call and ask.
Notification, I would think, would be a good thing. No, it's just about being smart and sensitive.
Burston said that due to security concerns, Indiana prisons only notify families when an offender's death is imminent. But I spoke with the families of three inmates who died in recent weeks. They all said the same thing. They didn't get a call until after the inmate died. Scotty Edwards was sentenced to 40 years for attempted murder. His sister, Gloria Sam, says he had recently transferred to Westville so he could use the law library there. Then the pandemic started.
He said, I am afraid of this virus because we're in here close together, and if it comes out, it's going to spread like wildfire.
Sam and Edwards lost touch in early April, which was unusual. Then on April 14th, she got a call from prison staff. She thought they were going to say Edwards was sick.
And they said he had passed. I said, passed? What do you mean passed? He died? And they said, yes.
Sam says the phone call was one of the most hurtful experiences of her life. If possible, she would have wanted to say goodbye. Jake Harper, Side Effects Public Media.